There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
We are doing something called My Talk Loves Local, which means we want to highlight local businesses that are family-owned, doing great things in our community, and that is why we are talking to David from Little Blind Spot. Hi, David.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Well, we're so glad to have you on the show. Bradley works closely with you all, and we want to know what's going on in the blinds business.
Well, we're coming off our two biggest years ever, and there's always something going on. It's and we're blessed with all the business that we've had here lately.
Oh, that's great.
So, David, if for the audience who maybe isn't familiar with Little Blind Spot, can you just talk about how long you guys have been around and how, you know, essentially how special you are in the community, but for the type of business that you do?
All right. Well, I don't feel that special, but...
Oh, come on, you are. That's why you're on this.
We've been around since about 1978. My parents started the company way back when and eventually recruited myself and my two sisters to help them out. So I've been in it, I don't know, since I was old enough to hang or hand my father screws when he first got started way back when.
Oh, that's so sweet. And how old were you when you were doing that?
Well, probably 17. I'm about almost 60 now. So
he put you to work,
I've worked other places, but kind of I always worked with a family.
That's great.
And you truly have... go ahead.
No, like I said, I probably went full-time with them after college, so it would have been in 85, probably.
Ooh.
When I went full-time.
85, yeah. And you've been working ever since, very hard.
For those who don't know, Little Blind Spot is in the heart of Hopkins. You guys have been in that building for a long time, and I heard that the story goes that your dad might have purchased that building for $1.
Yeah, that's right. Although, well, kind of the story is it was Birch's restaurant way back when, and then it was McThirsty's, and while it was McThirsty's, the building, he went out of business. They shut the heat off and not the water. The building flooded.
No.
Sat empty for 7 years. And back at the time, well, Hopkins was a little bit of a ghost town. There were a lot of vacancies and things, and the city was doing everything they could to get things rejuvenated. And because it was cheap rent back then, we kind of moved our business to town, and Dad and I were looking at this building, which sat empty for 7 years, and we got an idea that if we could dig a big dirt ramp into the back parking lot, we could get into the basement with a bobcat.
Yeah.
Cut a hole in the wall and shove everything out into the parking lot and start fresh. It's a all concrete structure. Wow. There was a lot of mold and mildew and things like that. But so it took $500,000 and plenty of labor and after hours to get it done. But the city offered financing and got it back on the tax rolls for $1, I guess.
$1.
And they've been there ever since.
That is an amazing story. So really, it wasn't $1. It was $500,000 and $1. Oh, boy.
That's right.
Wow. Well, that's really cool. So can you tell us about how you've seen, I'm interested in how the business has changed from that time It looks like you have energy efficient blinds now and room darkening blinds.
Motorization.
Oh my gosh. Cellular shades.
It's changed quite a bit. We kind of ended up in the blind business with exterior rolling shutters, which my dad was in Europe and he saw them all over the place. And back at the time, there was the Arab oil embargo, and President Carter said we'd be out of energy in 10 years, and they were building earth shelter homes and geodesic dome homes, you know, super highly efficient. And he thought that, well, it's a $1 billion industry in Europe, and it's coming here next. So he took on that line of shutters, and, well, that kind of died out, and they had to figure out what to do. So he heard about ready-made mini blinds, and you could buy mini blinds in 6-inch increment sizes and a few different heights, and we cut them down to size and sell them cash and carry out the door. And vertical blinds got big. We were buying containers of vertical blind components out of China back then and building them in the shop. And so it was 1-inch aluminum blinds and vertical blinds. And we started out, we were a discount store then. And of course the big box stores do all that now. And we just kind of stepping up and up in terms of the higher end marketplace, you might say. And, we became Hunter Douglas dealers, so we do a lot with Hunter Douglas, but we still do some rolling shutters. The only thing we don't do anymore is cash and carry ready-made blinds or roller shades. So it's just kind of had to evolve.
Yeah, your dad sounds like a real innovator. And you have to just keep constantly changing and building on ideas, it sounds like.
Yeah, he was an amazing guy, that's for sure.
I will say, too, like, if you guys are just joining us, by the way, we're talking to David from Little Blind Spot. And, you know, when I think about Little Blind Spot, and I know our listeners who have had Little Blind Spot out to the house. In fact, I have a friend who not long ago had Little Blind Spot out, and she sent me, you know, some kind words for the folks that helped get her blinds installed. Is the level of service and attention to detail and the feeling that once you make a purchase from Little Blind Spot or have them out to the house, you're going to have that relationship over and over again. Can you talk, David, just a little bit about like how your staff really, that's what sets you guys apart
from those big box stores.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it does. And from our competition, we have all of our own installers. They're all employed by us. We don't really farm the labor out. I can't say we haven't tried that in the past, but what ended up happening is you pay somebody per piece, so the quicker they get it done and get out of there, the quicker they get paid. Whereas if it's our own people, they know they've got to come back if they don't get it right the first time. And we've got a pretty darn good crew of installers that take responsibility and ownership of just about every project that they do.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that means that they care about the business, and you wouldn't want anything else, especially since, you know, this is a company that you got from your dad. You want a good reputation, and it sounds like you have one. I've only heard great good things about you. And people just need to have you out. You guys, I'm looking at the list here. You have things that I didn't even know existed. So just let Little Blind Spot come out and they could probably tell you things that you didn't even know wanted.
I guarantee you have no idea what's possible until the folks from Little Blind Spot show up and go, oh, we have a shade. For example, I will just tell you briefly, we had a shade in our kitchen or wanted a shade in our kitchen, but wanted to be able to let some light in and see out the window, but obscure essentially our neighbors when they were outside so that they weren't forced to stare at us when we were sitting at our breakfast table.
Yeah.
And so they were like, oh, well, what about a top down or a, what is it? Top down, bottom up shade.
Yeah.
So that I didn't even know that was an option until they came out and showed us the different, you know, formulations. So it's that expertise. It's that, you know, attention to detail that you're going to get when they show up.
Well, thank you. It's nice of you to say. We sure try. Yeah.
Well, David, we want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today. I know you've probably got plenty of projects around the corner. If folks want to get a hold of you, is the best way to just head to the website?
Yeah, the website's great, or just give us a phone call.
All right.
Man, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And that website, we'll put it on our show links page, just if you're at your desk and you can write it down. It's littleblindspotmn.com.
Or just littleblindspot.com.
Okay, great.
David, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's nice talking with you.
Good to talk to you, David. Have a great weekend. That's David from Little Blind Spot. And seriously, they're the real deal. You know, a lot of times you hear people talk about things and you're like, is that the real deal? Those guys, I mean, David, it's his, you know, brother, it's his sister, it's the entire family involved in the business.
That's wonderful. Great Minnesota family.